WKJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. There's no shortage of running backs at Iowa State this season. James White is one of three senior running backs with experience, and the list includes Chantrell Johnson and Jeff Woody. White says all of the running backs bring something different to the offense.
We got a lot of guys, you know, that's one-hit wonder. You know, he's looking for that 70-yard run. You got guys, you know, looking to make somebody miss. You got other guys that a bruiser. I mean, you got all different type of backs. I mean, but majority of us pretty much do the same things. But I mean, as Coach Pope say, you know, he don't want the same. You know, the car as far as he want a Porsche, he want a Chevy. You know, a Tahoe, Lexus. You know, just different. You know, different things. You know, within the backfield.
White says, regardless of who is on the field, the ISU offense needs more big plays this season.
That's what we need. I mean, you know, you got some offenses out there in the Big 12, you know, that's putting up some numbers, and they, you know, they leading the nation in, you know, touchdowns a game or yards a game. So we need to match that.
White says he likes getting the ball in the pistol offense.
The way I look at the pistol offense, we can pretty much see our blocking assignments a lot bit better because, you know, in the past, you know, it was offset, you know, to the quarterback, and we could never, like, really just see the cutback. But, you know, in the pistol, you know, we can see it both ways. We can see the play side and the back side.
Iowa State coach Paul Rhodes is not even thinking about how to divide up the carries.
I'm not concerned with their happiness as far as carries and so forth. I'm concerned that we figure out what their roles are. They understand their roles, and they go out there and get that done.
Iowa State will open up their season August 31st at home when they face off against the Panthers of UNI. Alabama football coach Nick Saban has suspended cornerback Geno Smith for the season opener with Virginia Tech after a weekend drunken driving arrest. The projected starter at Nickelback was arrested Sunday morning and charged with DUI. Saban said Smith has some in-house things to do in order to return in time for the September 14th game against Texas A&M. Well, A.J. Jenkins never thought he'd be back in Kansas City so soon. The former first-round pick of the San Francisco 49ers played in a preseason game against the Chiefs on Friday night at Arrowhead Stadium. On Tuesday morning, he was wearing a white shirt with the familiar Arrowhead logo while participating in a walkthrough before practice. Such is the NFL, where life can be turned upside down in just a matter of days. Jenkins was traded to the Chiefs on Monday for John Baldwin in what amounted to a swap of wide receivers that have been disappointments. Jenkins played in three games for the 49ers last season and failed to catch a pass, while Baldwin has just 41 catches in his first two professional seasons. Elsewhere around the NFL, Broncos linebacker Von Miller will serve a six-game suspension under the NFL's substance abuse policy, a violation the linebacker said did not result from a positive test. The league wanted a longer penalty for the third-year linebacker, but the sides agreed to less than half the season. That's according to a person familiar with the negotiations who spoke anonymously to the Associated Press. Now, the NFL says Miller's suspension will begin August 31st and that he can return to the team October 14th. Miller released a statement saying, "Although my suspension doesn't result from a positive test, there's no excuse for my violation of the rules." Brandon Whedon will start the season as Cleveland's first-string quarterback. Coach Rob Chudzinski announced the decision, ending weeks of speculation about whether Whedon or veteran Jason Campbell would start the season opener against Miami on September 8th. Whedon completed 18 of 25 passes for 229 yards and three touchdowns in two exhibition games. Eagles first-year coach Chip Kelly has named veteran Michael Vick his starting quarterback. Vick has been solid in two preseason games, while backup Nick Foles has struggled to grasp Kelly's multifaceted offense. Vick has thrown for 199 yards this season and will head into Friday's game at Jacksonville as the number one QB. On to baseball now, where Kyle Loesch beat the Cardinals for the first time this season, and Sean Halton knocked in a career-high three runs to help the Milwaukee Brewers beat St. Louis 6-3 last night. Loesch beat the Cardinals in his fourth try this season and improved to 3-5 in nine outings overall against his former team. Loesch left after six innings with the Brewers leading 6-3. He struck out four, walked two, and allowed six hits and three runs, two of them coming on Yadier Molina's two-run homer in the fourth inning. Molina doubled and scored in the second on Matt Adams' single. After John Axford and Brandon Kinsler each pitched a scoreless inning, Jim Henderson pitched the ninth for his 19th save. Lance Lynn got roughed up in the Brewers' five-run fourth, highlighted by Halton's two-run single with the bases loaded. In other National League action, Colorado beat Philadelphia 5-3. It was Arizona downing Cincinnati 5-2. The New York Mets beat Atlanta 5-3. The Dodgers over Miami 6-4. Washington beat Chicago 4-2. And Pittsburgh over San Diego by an 8-1 final. In the American League, John Danks shut down the Kansas City Royals' scuffling offense for 8 innings, and the Chicago White Sox did just enough damage against Irvin Santana to squeak out a 2-0 win over the Royals last night. Danks ended an 8-start winless streak by scattering 7 hits and a walk. The veteran left-hander's finest start of the season came against the Royals. Wasn't really that much of a surprise. Danks improved to 5-0 against them in 13 career starts. Addison Reed worked around a leadoff single in the ninth for his 32nd save. It wrapped up the first shutout win for the last-place White Sox since May 17th. Gordon Beckham homered off Santana in the first inning for the only earned run of the ball game. Elsewhere around the AL, the Yankees took a pair from Toronto yesterday, winning 8-4 and 3-2. Tampa Bay down Baltimore 7-4. Minnesota beat Detroit 6-3. Texas over Houston 4-2. Cleveland beat the LA Angels in 14 innings 4-1. Seattle got by Oakland 7-4. One interleague game had San Francisco beating Boston 3-2. In Pacific Coast League baseball yesterday, the Iowa Cubs, a 3-0 winner over New Orleans. Omaha falls 4-0 to Memphis. Well, Major League Baseball has handed down its punishment for Sunday's brushback incident between Boston pitcher Ryan Dempster and the Yankees third baseman Alex Rodriguez. Dempster has received a 5-game suspension for throwing at Rodriguez in the second inning of the Yankees' 9-6 win over the Red Sox. Dempster threw one pitch behind A-Rod's knees in Sunday's game at Fenway Park and two more inside before he hit the Yankees' well-padded elbow. Dempster says he won't appeal that penalty. People familiar with the discipline say that Yankees manager Joe Girardi was fined $5,000 for racing out of the dugout and demanding Dempster be ejected for plunking Rodriguez. Girardi had called for the suspension before the Yankees game against Toronto, saying that it should be open season on Rodriguez if that suspension wasn't handed out. Rodriguez was suspended for 211 games on August 5th for violating baseball's drug and labor agreements, but he is playing while he appeals. Red Sox pitcher John Lackey criticized the rules last week for allowing A-Rod to play. In other baseball news, the Texas Rangers are putting right-hander Alexi Ogando on the disabled list for the third time this season. Texas made that move before Tuesday night's game, 3 days after Ogando had an injection because of an inflamed nerve in his right shoulder. The DL stint is retroactive to August 14th. That was the day after Ogando's last start. Houston Astros catcher Carlos Corporan has been placed on the 7-day disabled list for a concussion. Corporan was struck in the head by a foul tip in the Astros' 16-5 loss to Texas on Monday. Astros manager Bo Porter said after the game that Corporan was nauseated, dizzy, and slow to respond in the dugout. A New York Mets doctor is recommending that right-hander Jeremy Hefner have Tommy John surgery. Hefner was put on the disabled list last week. He said he's been dealing with a sore elbow all season. The 27-year-old Hefner is 4-8 with a .434 earned run average. He was 0-2 with a .758 ERA in his past 6 starts. And 4-time winner and defending champ Serena Williams has been seeded number 1 for the upcoming U.S. Open. Only Chris Evert with 6 and Steffi Graf with 5 have won the tournament more times in the Open era, which began in 1968. The U.S. Tennis Association stuck to the WTA rankings in announcing the 32 seeded women, including Victoria Azarenka at number 2 and Maria Sharapova at number 3. Venus Williams, who won the U.S. Open in 2000 and 2001, is the only unseeded former champion. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.